John Lavelle is holding onto a rope, easing himself down a steep drop-off.
I've already fallen off of it once.
He's looking down a canyon called Avalon in Daly City. It's a gusty place with planes constantly overhead. He's here to check on his harvest.
People ask me, what do I do? And I say, harvest fog, and they go, harvest frog?
Lavelle is a fog harvester. He's obsessed with it.
Light fog, heavy fog, moderate fog.
And the water that's floating right over our heads. He points to a little white fluffy cloud.
This, like, chunky one right here, that's probably 100 or 200 elephant weight. And so that's probably 80 to 90,000 gallons of water.
Elephants. That's how some researchers measure the weight of a cloud. Let's say the density of a cloud is 500 million grams of water, or 1.1 million pounds, and its volume is about a billion cubic meters. Multiply those numbers together, and it starts to get hard to wrap your head around. Therefore, elephants, which can weigh about 4 tons. So that little puffy cloud that we're looking at right now is about 100 of them. That's a lot of water in the sky. Millions of elephants overhead as far as the eye can see. And then there's the fog.
Fog's a lazy cloud. Decides not to get up. No, it's heavier water droplet sizes that don't get pulled up by an updraft. So it goes across countrysides, it goes coming in from the ocean.
I follow Lavelle down the side of a cliff.
Go down face first. Australian style.
We reach a plateau area. We're at the harvesting site. The design is actually not that complicated. There are 4 rectangular panels in an area of about 50 feet. They're raised up 10 feet high by a metal stand. It kind of looks like solar panels. One surface of each panel is covered with a mesh grid, angled towards the sea. The fog gets trapped in the mesh as condensation and drips down through plastic tubes into blue containers sitting on the ground. Lavelle points at one of the containers.
Go ahead, pick it up.
I pick up the blue bucket. It's full of water.
That's 26 and a half liters, or 7 gallons.
Lavelle comes down here daily to check these buckets, and if his calculations are right, he's averaging about a gallon of water an hour per panel when there's heavy fog. He thinks that placing 50 of these panels in a place with frequent heavy fog could yield about 5,000 gallons of water a day. But the water collected by the fog harvesting mesh isn't drinkable. Most likely, you'll get sick.
Well, you get a lot of bacteria off the ocean fog. It's full of life. So it carries in little critters.
Lavelle says that's okay. There's other important uses for this water.
Right now, we're at agricultural level. This for the vineyards and other agricultural endeavors. If they have fog on their property, this is going to be a way to get water in viable amounts over a long period of time.
Lavelle wasn't always a fog harvester. He used to be a carpenter. He says there was a moment a couple years ago that started him on this path. He happened upon a TED Talk online given by architect Michael Pollan.
It may come as a surprise to some of you to hear that quite large areas of what are currently desert were actually forested a fairly short time ago. And during the evolution of life on the Earth, it was the colonization of the land by plants that helped create the benign climate we currently enjoy. The converse is also true. The more vegetation we lose, the more that's likely to exacerbate climate change and lead to further desertification.
After hearing that TED Talk, the world's water issues weighed heavy on Lavelle's mind. He became angry at the lack of attention on the water crisis that affects so many countries around the globe.
We live on a planet that's 70% water, and we have 2.5 billion people living on 2 liters of water a day. And for people to say, oh yeah, that's terrible, I say try it. I did.
Lavelle tried an experiment on himself. For a few days, he attempted to live like many people do around the world, places where water is scarce.
I had to figure out a place to go. I had to figure out a place to get my water, and then I duplicated an hour and a half of walking. Women spend 200 million hours a day gathering water.
But empathy wasn't enough. Lavelle wanted to find solutions. He heard about a company in Boston doing research on condensation, a place called MBD Nanotechnologies. So he called them up and told them he wanted to be involved in some way. And with Lavelle being in the ideal location for testing fog, the Northern California coast, they decided to ask him to facilitate their first pilot program, even though he's not a scientist.
I'm on a learning curve on the research of this. I've read a ton of stuff, and there's a ton of stuff more to read. But actually being out here in the field, I'm getting a hands-on experience.
Lavelle asked friends to help build the fog harvesting structures, and MBD agreed to assist with the technology needed to record his data. I met the team from MBD when they flew in from Boston to do a site visit.
What we're trying to do is offer an alternative solution that is environmentally friendly and not harsh for the environment around it, but actually takes advantage of what's naturally in the environment here in San Francisco, which is these heavy fogs that you see rolling over the bay on a daily basis.
That's Deckard Sorensen, president of MBD. He started his company in 2013 to research sustainable solutions for the world's water crisis. Since then, the company has gained the interest of private investors to the tune of over $5 million. When I ask Sorensen about the yields they've measured from the fog harvest, he says it's still in a testing phase and doesn't want to give me this info yet. But the scientists at MBD think that successful fog harvesting could actually help solve the world's water problems. Here's senior scientist Sarah Biani.
We're all about making a positive impact. Hopefully, you know, the positive impact will be resonating globally.
Although this is MBD's first fog harvesting project, this kind of research has been going on since the 1980s. At least 17 nations have experimented with some type of application to convert fog into water. But so far, fog harvesting has not appeared to be a viable large-scale solution to water shortages. According to some scientists, fog collecting can be helpful for rural areas in underdeveloped countries, but the average water consumption in the developed world is too high for something like fog harvesting to make a dent. Plus, fog is unpredictable. Sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't. Some scientists also say fog harvesting would be more successful with more effective materials. MBD has designed a new kind of mesh for their fog panels, one that they believe is creating higher yields. It's working great on Lavelle's fog harvester.
We have noticed no wash off of our material so far into the water. So whatever the fog is carrying in it is what's going into the reception container.
Eventually, Lavelle and the scientists at MBD think that these types of fog catchers can be used on a much larger scale. Today, there's no fog in sight. But that doesn't discourage John Lavelle. Though he lives way up the coast in Fort Bragg.
I'm down here all the time with this. I have to check on it. I can't abandon it.
For Cross Currents, I'm Leela Day.